This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been considering some things the prophet Malachi encourages us to appropriate and make a part of our lives based on chapter 2 of his prophecy. In the midst of his indictment of those who have divorced the wives of their youth and then married women of other religions, Malachi gives a clear challenge to work at preserving the covenantal marriage vows. Listen to verse 15. Guard yourself in your spirit, and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. Again in verse 16, so guard yourself in your spirit, and do not break faith. Marriage is more than a physical or legal relationship. It's a relationship that includes God, therefore a spiritual relationship. God is the one who makes a husband and wife one. Malachi says, in flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he seeks godly offspring. This objective in marriage is unattainable by mere human effort. It takes God's involvement. It's a spiritual dynamic. Two times we're told to guard ourselves in our spirit. When we're in a healthy relationship with God, he enables us to relate to our spouse as we ought. When Christian men say to me they want to get a divorce because they don't love their wives anymore, I respond, that's not an option for you as a believer. If they ask, what do you mean? I tell them, you're commanded to love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, Ephesians 5:25. That's sacrificial love. Ask God to restore your love for her, and then do what you would if you felt love for her. God will make the difference.